The Potting Bench Diaries, 20th of April 2022. What I'm doing this week. The daffodils are really on the turn now, and I've been deadheading them as I potter around the garden so that they don't go to seed. Deadheading makes sure that all the energy goes back into the bulb to make for better and stronger flowers again next year. If you've not done any of yours, then you just need to pop the deadhead off the flower just behind the bulbous seed head. It's as simple as that. Then you need to leave as much foliage on as you can to allow the bulb to do its thing. Once it's all brown and crispy, then it's safe to remove the rest of the foliage. You can either do it with secateurs or by hand, whichever way you prefer. I still continue to be blown away by the tulips, and they've really come into their own now that the daffodils are giving them a little bit more room to breathe. The ideas for next year's tulip displays are already whirling in my head, and I think that I'll be kicking it up another notch with some colour combinations that I've never tried before. There have been some really incredible efforts made by lots of you on Instagram this year, so 2022 I think is going to be a tough year to beat. The watering cans are out in full force, and all the tulips and anything else that's in flower is getting a twice weekly feed now. This is a bit of a myth buster, but you don't need anything fancy to feed them with, just tomato feed will do, so if that's all you've got lying around, then that's perfectly fine. Make sure to water the base of the plants and not over the foliage, as the feed can burn the leaves. What I'm sowing and planting this week. I've sown some Tithonia Torch this week, which should bring a bang of orange to some pots over the summer. Tithonia really does deserve to be better known because its flowers are some of the best. They're not dissimilar to the dahlia in a way, and they flower right the way from July until probably about October or so. It's definitely one worth trying if you haven't already given it a go before. Speaking of the dahlia-like Tithonia, the Café au Lait is showing some good growth, and all the other dahlias are also showing some signs too. Won't be long before these can go out in the ground. Something I initially wasn't excited for, but now I really am. Who'd have thought it? I treated myself to yet another salvia for the rockery from Sarah Raven this week. This one is a cherry lips, which is very similar to the hot lips or the amethyst lips, but with a cherry scent. I've already actually got a cherry lips, but I'd wanted another one for a while and noticed that it was on sale, so I thought why not. While I was there, I also got 10 Salvia viridis Blue Monday to sit in the middle of the rockery, and some for the tulip planter once the tulips go over. The first of the anemones are also in flower now. As always, I wish I'd grown more. They're just breathtaking, and they're so much like a poppy, but so much more delicate. I couldn't imagine our garden without them. They're perfect for cutting and bringing inside too. In other news, we're on to episode 4 of the podcast now, and this week's is all about science. I sat down with forager and organic grower Mitch Groves to talk all about the science of soil and how bacteria does its thing. There are a few moments in this episode that might blow your mind slightly. It certainly did mine. Can't believe how quickly the weeks are flying by at the moment, and before you know it, it will be summer and we'll be talking about bulbs all over again. Have a great week, and I'll be back soon.